الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه نسال التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه هو التواب الرحيم واعف عنا يا كريم واعف عنا يا كريم واعف عنا يا كريم واهدنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأول الله الآخر الله الظاهر الله الباطن الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يحبهم ويحبون الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kareem Allah loved them and then they loved Allah تعالى. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موتوا قبل أن تموتوا. And رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said die before dying. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I look at you today, there is definitely a different Jama'ah to you tonight today. There is sort of a very dignified, quiet humbleness. Somehow we resemble each other today. Like brother to here we are hungry, sleepless, quiet, humble. Hardly moving. Dead. Don't eat. Don't sleep. Don't wake up. My cousins, the dead, they have a lot of money in the bank, but they couldn't go and take it and go to the shop right and buy food. Because we have plenty of food in our refrigerators and our larder, but we are hungry. We have everything, but we have nothing. We are hungry, we are poor, we are in need. We are close. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Faqru Fahdi, I am proud of my poverty. for once we are the same. Over 1.5 billion of us. For once, we all obey the same orders. For once, we do the same thing. And for once, we do whatever we do for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. That's why we look like each other today. We feel the same. We do the same. We are the same. We obey to the same source. Now that's true. But it is true, why don't we feel this closeness, this brotherhood with each other? With each other who do the same thing, who look the same way, who obey to the same orders, who are hungry together, sleepless together. How about the feeling of closeness to each other? How about the feeling of love for each other? Allah Ta'ala said in Hadith Qudsi, it is wajib for me to love those who love each other for my sake. I mean, why are we doing all this? To come close to Allah Ta'ala. To get the approval of Allah Ta'ala. To get the love of Allah Ta'ala. But He puts the condition, if we love each other for His sake, it is wajib for Him to love us. And in the ayat which I just mentioned to you, that we cannot love Him unless He loves us. It's a precondition. What is the proof that if Allah Ta'ala loved us this Ramadan, and that we love Him. The fruit of this situation is that we should abandon our bad habits, which have been infused to us with this worldly life, where the meaning of it is only to eat and to drink and to make love and to go to the bathroom. That life has taught us to be arrogant, to be proud, to be ambitious, to be rich, to be famous. That world has taught us not to consider each other, but to be selfish and to think only of ourselves. But when Allah Ta'ala loves us, and in return if we love Him, the sign of it is that we abandon this arrogance, this selfishness, this ambition, and its place we acquire the attributes, the divine attributes of Allah Ta'ala, of humbleness, of gentleness, of generosity, and of selflessness. Now that is the meaning of Ramadan. That we are together, we are the same, no matter where we are, doing the same thing. And if we obey the same source, and if we do things against the wishes of our ego, which is difficult for us to do all together for His sake, we are together. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Ramadan is the month of my ummah. And if we do love each other because we are in the same boat, doing the same thing, remembering each other, Allah Ta'ala promises that He will love us. And if He loves us, He promises that we will love Him. That, because Allah is really the purpose of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala make us masters of our egos, which is our private devil, and which is our personal enemy. May Allah Ta'ala give the strength of faith and the patience that we succeed in our task. To abide with the rules of this blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala polish the mirrors of our hearts. For Allah says, the mu'min is the mirror of the mu'min. That we see only beauty in each other, and that we love each other. May Allah Ta'ala accept the sabba of all of Ummat Muhammad and forgive the sins of all of Ummat Muhammad. Amen.